This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military called for more evacuations in southern Gaza as it widened its offensive aimed at eliminating the territory's Hamas rulers. The war has already killed thousands of Palestinians and displaced over three-fourths of Gaza's 2.3 million residents who are running out of safe places to go. Israel says it targets U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas operatives and blames civilian casualties on the militants. Human rights groups are trying to stop the export of American-owned F-35 fighter jet parts from the Netherlands to Israel, Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
A court in the Netherlands is weighing a lawsuit brought by several human rights groups, including the local branch of the charity Oxfam. They say that allowing the exports to go forward could make the country complicit in possible war crimes from the conflict in Gaza. This was court convening in The Hague on Monday. The Netherlands is home to a warehouse for the American F-35 parts, which are normally shipped onwards to other countries, including Israel. A lawyer for the Dutch government says the exports are part of wider obligations and security issues, including Israel's right to defend itself.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Britain sought to cut the number of migrants arriving in Britain through legal routes on Monday, raising the minimum salary they must earn in a job by a third after record net migration in 2022 piled pressure on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to act.
Migration to this country is far too high and needs to come down. And today we are taking more robust action than any other government before in order to bring this down.
Interior Minister James Cleverly. This is VOA News. Authorities in Nigeria said a military jet was on a routine counterterrorism operation on Sunday when it inadvertently bombed a village in Kaduna State, killing dozens of civilians. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says 120 people were killed in the attack. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
The Kaduna State government has sent condolences to the affected families, but it's not the first time a military airstrike has killed civilians in Nigeria this year. In January, an airstrike hit a small settlement in Nasarawa State near Abuja and killed 39 people and injured 6 others. Civilian casualties during military operations have in the past sparked debate about such operations as well as war accountability in Nigeria. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The United States on Monday charged a former ambassador to Bolivia with spying for Cuba for over 40 years in what the Justice Department described as one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent. Victor Manuel Rocha, who served as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia from 2000 to 2002, was charged with committing multiple federal crimes, including acting as an illegal foreign agent. Delegates meeting at a UN climate change conference, COP28, say infectious diseases spread further in a warming world, while heat stress, floods, and air pollution pose dangers to human health, Henry Ridgewell reports.
COP28 host, the United Arab Emirates, along with several charities, pledged $777 million Sunday to help fight neglected tropical diseases that could be worsened by climate change. More than 120 countries at COP28 signed a declaration acknowledging responsibility to safeguard human health in a warming world. But critics say it made no mention of cutting fossil fuels, the main source of greenhouse gas emissions that are driving climate change. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The president of Guinea-Bissau dissolved parliament on Monday ahead of fresh elections, saying an attempted coup had plunged the West African nation into a new crisis. President Umaro Sissoco Embalo issued a decree closing down the opposition-dominated parliament and announced a date for legislative elections would be, quote, set at the opportune moment in line with the constitution. But Guinea-Bissau's parliamentary speaker accused the president of carrying out a constitutional coup. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.